Network. This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The Palestinian parliament has decided not to hold a vote of confidence on the tenure of Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas was supposed to take over as the lead representative of the Palestinian people, but Chairman Yasser Arafat has retained key powers. Priscilla Huff has more.
The Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament says Mahmoud Abbas had already won the body's confidence in April when the Prime Minister was sworn in. And the Parliament does not want to be part of the current crisis between Mahmoud Abbas and Yasser Arafat. Mahmoud Abbas has threatened to resign unless Chairman Arafat relinquishes control over key Palestinian security services. As far as Washington is concerned, one U.S. official in Tel Aviv said that Yasser Arafat is seen as part of the problem, not the solution, and U.S. President George Bush sees Mahmoud Abbas as someone he can work with and looks forward to continuing to do so. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
The inquiry into the death of a British government advisor has been hearing evidence from Ministry of Defense officials. Dr. David Kelly apparently committed suicide after being named as the source of a BBC report that intelligence was misused in an Iraqi weapons dossier. Suzanne Chislett reports.
A senior Ministry of Defense official has told the inquiry his staff had a number of concerns about the claim Iraq could activate weapons of mass destruction in just 45 minutes. The claim was central to a BBC report which accused the government of misusing intelligence material. Brian Jones, who managed scientists working at the Defense Intelligence Staff, told the inquiry he feared assessments of the Iraqi threat were being over-egged as the dossier was compiled. Another official, whose name cannot be released, told how he and Dr. Kelly had discussed concerns about the role of government spin merchants in the dossier. Suzanne Chislett, London.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
An Indiana senator wants a federal agency to either open up a part of World War II history to the public or let another agency take over the work instead. Senator Dick Lugar has introduced a bill directing the Secretary of the Interior to replace the United States Fish and Wildlife Service as the federal agency responsible for administration of the Midway Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. The Midway was closed to visitors early last year, and Lugar says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is either, quote, unwilling or unable to find a way to reopen it to the public. The site of a historic World War II battle is no longer open because no regularly scheduled trips are available to the site.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
United Auto Workers President Ron Gettelfinger says he wants a contract with the Big Three by Friday. To do that, he says negotiators on both sides had better be prepared to work around the clock. WDIV-TV reports that talks are going on today at Ford, Daimler Chrysler, and General Motors, with the Big Three struggling under the weight of exploding retiree health care costs at a time when they're finding it harder to sell cars. Negotiations have been tough this year. Gettelfinger has vowed that the UAW will not turn back the clock on health care. Stocks finished at new highs today, building on yesterday's gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average moved up 45 points to finish the session at 95.68. Tech-heavy NASDAQ increased by 11 points to end up at 18.53. The S&P 500 pushed up 4 points to reach the 10.26 mark. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to open-loop recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand-new Mercedes. And, like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us!
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Program produced tonight, as always, by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. The phone number here is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. Or you can email during the program, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. Colin Powell spoke today about asking the UN to assist in Iraq, and he evaded the reporter's questions, of course. We'll have three quotes from Colin Powell tonight that you are going to find remarkable for their duplicity and the fact that they are chock-a-block with distortions and lies. That'll be fun. Last two nights to get it set on the program here, tonight and tomorrow night, then we're going to be gone Friday and all of next week. Guy James will host, guest host on the program live Friday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. And then I believe Curtis Ellis will finish the week and will return Monday, September 15th. Guy James, if you are not aware, is a talk show host, a very talented man as far as I'm concerned, who's GuyJamesShow.com, like a lot of us on the progressive liberal left, has struggled to maintain a program. I want you to tune in, okay? Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. Check this guy out. And then Curtis Ellis, who is IE America Radio's entertainment editor, will finish the week and will return, as I mentioned, Monday, the 15th of September. In talking with our webmaster today, Mark Marshall, discovered an amazing statistic by going to the site that tracks the number of hits at MikeMalloy.com. We had to sit down when we saw this. Our little old website, MikeMalloy.com, has had over 15 million views since its inception in May. 3 months. Now, that's great news for the promotion of the liberal viewpoint. It's kind of bad news for our bandwidth costs. But we are addressing that issue best we can. Mark is tossing some ideas around about how to keep this going. Those of you who are computer literate know full well that when you have that many hits on a website, 15 million in 12 weeks, uh-oh. Anyway, just wanted to say thanks to anyone and everyone who has visited the site and people who participate and promote progressive ideas. 15 million views. Now, I don't know. I don't know how that compares to Sean Hannity or the Pig Man Limbaugh. I have no earthly idea. But it's a hell of a lot as far as we're concerned. You know, we don't have 15 million anything. So it's, you know, it's just 15 million. What does that number mean? I have no idea. 15 million views at MikeMalloy.com. Wow. Moving right along. As you know, Mars is closest to Earth than it has been in 60,000 years. Now, this is not really such a big deal because it's only 35 million miles from Earth. But, say, 10 years ago, it might have been 37 million miles from Earth. You understand what I'm saying? But this is it is significant. My 88-year-old mother trucked out to University of Toledo the other night to their observatory to look at Mars through their telescope at University of Toledo, Ohio. I know an awful lot of people are doing just that here in Atlanta. You can go to Fernbank. What is it? Fernbank Museum? Is it Fernbank Museum? Science Center. That's what I'm doing. And check it out through their telescope. Most places around the country that have an observatory, I would imagine in Chicago with the observatory out on Lake Michigan. What's the name of that one, Kathy? Do you remember? Gosh, drawn a blank. Anyway, it's very, very interesting. When we go where we're going on our vacation, we are going to take a telescope with us so we can look at it away from the pollution that just surrounds the Atlanta, Georgia area. God, this city has just gone to hell in 30 years, hadn't it, Kathy? But here's what I'm trying to get at. The last time Mars edged this close to Earth, the only human witnesses were a caveman. 60,000 years later, here we are. We're better prepared this time. Astronomers and amateurs like my mom are getting their best views yet of the red planet. But, you know, when I saw this this little mention in Newsweek and have been following this, kind of following it, it occurred to me, think of the Christian fundamentalists, the creationists, who tell you that such a thing is utterly impossible. Seriously, think about this. The ones who say that all this was created no more than, 6,000, 7,000 years ago. It's been proven, hasn't it? Didn't some medieval scholar in Middle Europe someplace, either in the medieval period of time or the Dark Ages, work it back by using the book of Genesis, right? And came up with the belief that 6,000-7,000 max is as far back as history goes. Don't creationists try to tell us that that humans and dinosaurs walked the earth together, even though scientists tell us that dinosaurs were wiped out 65 million years ago? How does this is the part that's disturbing me or raising questions for me. How does somebody who is a creationist, how do they look at this information? How do they look at something that says, well, astronomers, scientists, people with brains are saying that this is the closest this planet has been to Earth in 60,000 years, when the creationist belief only goes back one-tenth that? How do they do it? How is that cognitive dissonance handled, maintained by these crazy people who are creationists? I don't get it. Yes, crazy people. That's exactly. I mean, my God, wasn't so much of this, didn't the settling of these issues begin in the 1400s? Huh? 1500s? Oh, my God. But, you know, when you realize that the interesting aspect of this subject. Mars is closer to Earth now than any time in the past 60,000 years. And then you realize that the majority, yes, truth seeker, the majority of Americans reject that idea.
60,000 years ago? Well, hell, there wasn't anything here. There's no Mars, no Earth, no nothing.
Oh, man. Maybe that bothers me more than it should. Another poll, Slim Shady versus W. Hear about this one? In a recent poll that asked about truthfulness, Eminem scored higher than Bush. According to the, it's a global marketing agency, I'll post the link on my website. You can get all the details. But 53% of American adults aged 35 to 44 believe that Eminem's lyrics contain more truth than Bush's speeches. In the 18 to 24 age group, 62% said Eminem spoke more truth than Bush. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, is it that bad? Yes, it is. Johnny Depp, one of my favorite actors. Did y'all see Pirates of the Caribbean this summer? We went to see it. One of the best movies we've seen this summer. I mean, when you, which is not saying much at all, but when you consider here's a movie based on a theme park area of Disney World. Oh my God. But I've always liked Johnny Depp. Ever since Sleepy Hollow, Edward Scissorhands, what was the other one with the huge woman? What's Eating Gilbert Grape? I think Johnny Depp is, he's kind of a one-trick pony, but I mean his character, Kathy. Kathy's saying he is not. He's got that kind of, Ed Wood is a little bit different, but most of the movies I've seen Depp in lately, by lately I mean past 4 or 5 years or ever, he does seem to have kind of a one. Anyway, I'm getting way off the track. Johnny Depp likened his native country, that's the U.S., to, quote, a dumb puppy that has big teeth, end quote. That's in an interview published, today? Which ridicules Washington's confrontation with France, where he lives, over the war in Iraq. Now, it says here, Depp is quoted as saying, it was in a German magazine. He told the German magazine he couldn't see himself paying more than short visits to his Los Angeles residence in the present political climate in this country. Well, good for you, Depp. Must be nice to be that wealthy. Huh? He went on to say, quote, America is dumb. It's something like a dumb puppy that has big teeth that can bite and hurt you. It's aggressive, end quote. And then Depp recalled that when French fries were renamed Freedom Fries in the U.S. House of Representatives cafeteria at the height of this manufactured rage over France's refusal to join with Bush and commit mass murder and initiate chaos in the Middle East, Depp said, quote, nothing made me happier than when I read that. Grown men and grown women in positions of power in the United States government, I was ecstatic because they revealed themselves as idiots, end quote. Depp went on to say that he wanted his two children, ages 1 and 4, to experience the United States, quote, like it's kind of a toy, a broken toy, maybe. Investigate a little bit, check it out, get the feeling, and then get out. Yes. Yes, indeed. A big, dumb puppy. With razor-sharp teeth. Oh, God. Last night we talked about this. The Bush administration, one of our callers brought this up. The Bush administration has quietly, secretively allowed the sale of properties contaminated with PCBs. That reverses a 25-year-old policy aimed at protecting people from exposure to these death-dealing chemicals. The EPA said yesterday that the change would speed the redevelopment of hazardous sites. A spokesman for the EPA said that the PCB still would be cleaned up, but by the buyers. Yeah. There's more from the EPA today. Some of it is a real stomach-churning stuff. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Pretty bad. Everyone's stiff. Dialogue so sad. If this were a movie, why I wouldn't believe it. But if this were a movie, I could get up and leave it. Yeah, if this were a movie, I could get up and leave it.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, Bartkop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man for people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
No, I've always, you know, a dictatorship would be a heck of a lot easier. There's no question about it.
15 million views in 3 months, Kathy, at MikeMalloy.com?
Oh,
my God. Back to the Bush crime family. This morning, or today, I guess it was announced last night, they do their best work under cover of darkness. But the Bush crime family is relaxing rules that say hospitals must examine and treat people who require emergency and medical care regardless of their ability to pay. Now, this rule has been in effect for what? Since the 70s? At some point, somebody shows up at a hospital and needs emergency care. And they have to be seen by the hospital's emergency room. Now, does this increase the cost of medical services for the rest of us? Yes, it does. Does this increase the cost of running a hospital? Yes, it does. Is it the right thing to do when somebody shows up in an emergency room needing treatment because they don't have medical care, medical insurance, don't have a doctor, don't have any way to get help? Is that a moral position to take? Yes, it is. But the Bush crime family, being the amoral, unethical group of slime balls that they are, has decided on a new rule, which takes effect November 10th. Prospective patients are going to find it more difficult to obtain certain types of emergency care at some hospitals or clinics operated by hospitals. Now, will that cut costs? Hell no. If there is a cost differential, which there surely will be, do you suppose it will be reflected in your cost of medical care in this country? It shall not. It will not. Do you think this means that when you go to your local hospital for a thyroidectomy, which you'll probably need at some point in your life, that the cost is going to come down $150 for the use of the medical facility? No, it will not. So who benefits? I'll give you 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. That's right. That's who benefits. How much are we going to continue to take before we throw these bastards out of office? Yeah, I'll get to the EPA thing in a second. About what happened in New York on September 11th and how the EPA and the Bush crime family not only distorted the truth that 12 million people had to deal with, but lied about it. It's just astonishing. Bin Laden. Now, we have talked about on this program the fact that an airplane swept across this country 2 days after the bombings on September 11th and scooped up dozens of members of the Bin Laden family and other Saudis and took them out of the United States. There are a couple of websites who deny this, who say it didn't happen. I maintain it did. There are all sorts of websites that say it did happen. Well, how about former White House counterterrorism head Richard Clark, who worked for the Bush administration? Would you doubting Thomas's believe his statements? As quoted in the Edinburgh News from Scotland, Would you believe a former Bush administration official, the counterterrorism chief, who said that the Bush administration sanctioned the repatriation of about 140 high-ranking Saudis, including relatives of the Bin Laden family? Would you believe that? There's more on this. And we'll talk about it as soon as we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Baby, they don't mean, I'm too sick to pray. I don't call a doctor, but I'm gonna get better, yeah. I don't run for the priest, no. I'm gonna find some faith. Just because I learned my Bible, baby.
We'll get Bin Laden. My attitude was, once we get him running, it's just a matter of time before we bring him to justice.
Get on me.
thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
This is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
In a sign that a new labor agreement may be near for tens of thousands of employees of Verizon, 51 workers with the phone company's wireless division have a tentative new contract. The deal would bring annual pay increases of at least 3% to employees over each of the contract's 5 years, with $1,000 annual bonuses for some workers, as well as seniority rights for all. The breakthrough could pave the way for a new contract covering nearly 80,000 Verizon East workers. Verizon's largest union, the Communications Workers of America, is trying to strike a bargain that would allow it to organize workers without interference from the company. Labor and management negotiators returned to the bargaining table yesterday following a break for Labor Day weekend. Meanwhile, Verizon employees continue to work without a contract for the second straight month.
Returning to work after Labor Day, some 2,900 workers at parcel delivery company DHL find out they'll be unemployed soon. DHL was sold to competitor Airborne Incorporated last month, and Airborne says it'll consolidate delivery routes, leading to a 6% reduction in DHL's total workforce. All laid-off workers will receive their salaries and benefits through October and will also receive unspecified severance packages.
An increasing number of Americans are calling on Congress to put a halt to the exodus of call center jobs to lower-wage countries overseas, but don't expect the Republican Party to reverse the trend anytime soon. The GOP recently joined the likes of Microsoft, Delta Airlines, and other U.S. companies who set up call centers in India. According to the Indian paper, The Business Standard, the party has hired 75 call center workers for a fraction of what their U.S. counterparts would earn. The workers are busy dialing U.S. households, soliciting cash for the party and for the re-election of George W. Bush.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk! Not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
27 before the hour. So according to the Edinburgh Evening News, in Scotland, the United States allowed members of bin Laden's family to jet out of the U.S. in the immediate aftermath of September 11th, even as U.S. airspace was closed. Now, we talked about this. We talked about this 6 months ago, a year ago, 18 months ago, right? When this story first started to seep up from the ooze and the slime of the Bush administration into the public consciousness. And then immediately, of course, a cacophony, a chorus of people saying, no, that didn't happen. Former White House counterterrorism Chief Richard Clark said the Bush administration sanctioned the repatriation of about 140 high-ranking Saudis, including relatives of bin Laden. Clark said, quote, somebody brought to us for approval the decision to let an airplane filled with Saudis, including members of the bin Laden family, leave the country. End quote. Clark said he checked with FBI officials who gave the go-ahead. Quote, so I said, fine, let it happen, end quote. He first asked the Bureau to check that no one inappropriate was leaving. And Clark said, I have no idea if they did a good job. Dale Watson, the FBI's former head of counterterrorism, said that while the Bureau identified the Saudis who were on the plane, quote, they were not subject to serious interrogations, end quote. They were not subject to serious interrogations. Now, get this. The plane is believed to have landed in 10 U.S. cities, picking up passengers, including Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Boston, Houston. At the time, access to U.S. airspace was restricted and required special government approval. Tom Kenton, director of aviation at Boston's Logan Airport, said, quote, we were in the midst of the worst terrorist act in history, and here we were, seeing an evacuation of the bin Ladens, end quote. But Tom Kenton, the director of aviation at Boston's Logan Airport, said, it was clear that the flight had been sanctioned by federal authorities. Now, I ask you, Truth Seeker, what federal authority would have the power during a period in this country's history where airplanes were not allowed? Do you remember how quiet it was in those days immediately after September 11th around the rest of the world? The rest of the United States. Who would have the power and the authority to sanction this flight? That's right. Prince Bandar bin Sultan, the Saudi ambassador to the U.S., who is said to have organized the exodus, met President George Bush on September 13th, 2 days after the terror attacks. It is not known if they discussed the repatriation plan. That's right. And it will never be known. Because somebody is going to assassinate Bandar bin Sultan. You know it as well as I do. And George Bush has everything in this criminal administration locked down. The White House has declined to comment on these claims. Now, the former White House counterterrorism chief, Richard Clark, former member of the Bush administration, said he did not recall who requested approval for the flights. But he believes it was either the FBI or maybe the State Department or maybe somebody else. An FBI spokesman, John Iannarelli, said, quote, I can say unequivocally that the FBI had no role in facilitating these flights, end quote. Really? Really? You know, we've said on this program over and over, the Saudis, the bin Ladens, these are Bush business partners. These are Bush family business partners. These are people who have contributed God knows how much money and crime and destruction around this planet in concert with the Bush crime family. 15 of the 19 bombers that came here were Saudis. So logic dictates then that we attack Afghanistan. Logic dictates that we attack Iraq. Have I said yet this evening how much I hate these people? Now, regarding the new emergency room rules that the Bush administration is putting into effect, with no congressional approval, no surveys of the American public, no nobody, just keep it in mind. Keep it in mind when you have to go to an emergency room, God forbid that should happen, but if you can't pay, you may be turned away now. If you have an artery that has been shredded, is open and pumping your life onto the ground, and you're trying to clot it with a bath towel, huh? Too bad. You should have had insurance, you dumbass. So you may be told, no, sorry, you can't pay, you can't play. Bye. Ooh, don't get the blood all over the floor. Kim, our Manhattan East Side Bureau Chief, writes in, Mike, regarding the new emergency room rules, isn't there something called the Hippocratic Oath? Aren't doctors supposed to treat those in need of medical care no matter what? As usual, for the current administration, the ethical thing to do is second to business earnings. As you would say, have I told you yet how much I hate these people? Yeah. We got time for this? I think we do. Angus sent this in regarding the the EPA ruling now that toxic waste sites can be sold. You know, you wonder if in the rules there it says, yeah, but you have to tell them. Angus writes, in the building of anything on old PCB sites made me think of a song way back from the 80s. It's called Cesspools in Eden by the Dead Kennedys. Y'all remember this? Hear the lyrics. I can't sing it. Poison is bubbling beneath your dream home, buried there years before. Kids running crying from playing in the garden. Mommy, I burned my hands. What's making our eyes so itchy? Don't rub them. They'll swell up. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's the big waste dump. Oh, yeah. We build our ticky-tacky houses on landfill soil to cover up a gift we left you years before of toxic chemicals and leaking gas. Just dig a little while, you'll find our acid baths, cesspools in Eden, oozing away. Groundwater's poisoned, air stings like hell, the lines for doctors grow long. Over martinis, the company laughs, we don't owe you one damn thing. But what about all these fainting spells? How'd you like a lick from my open sores? And oh, 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 why are our babies stillborn? A storage tank's leaking. It's about to explode. Why evacuate? You can watch the fun. Nothing happens here. Get out the lawn chairs. We'll drink pink lemonade and watch Martinez burn. Cesspools in Eden oozing away. Cesspools in Eden leak. By the day, the land we sold you is right atop our acid pits. We fill them by the truckload in the dead of night. There's thousands more toxic tips of the iceberg. We pay a little bribe or we just don't report them. And see what you get? Cesspools in Eden. In Eden. No accident. Just a little of our greed-fueled negligence. So you found the proof why your cancer rates shot up. But what you going to do when we've got all the cards? Times Beach, Rocky Flats, Love Canal, and Bhopal. Merry Christmas, hostages from the folks who care. Cesspools in Eden oozing away. Cesspools in Eden leak by the day. Cesspools in Eden, have a nice day. Dead Kennedys via Angus. Thank you, Angus. The Bush crime family. I don't know. I've never. Have you ever, ever seen anything like this? One thing after another. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And what about this? According to the Census Bureau, the Bush economy sent 1.4 million more people into poverty last year. This, according to the Census Bureau, no liberal, left-wing, commie, pinko, hair-twisting, thumb-sucking fag somewhere. No, the Census Bureau. Census Bureau. 1.4 million more people into poverty last year. Thanks, George. Nearly half of the newly impoverished were children. Now, if you want some numbers, about 17.2% of children, or 12.2 million of the little buggers, lived in poverty in 2002, up from 16.4, or over 11.5 million, in 2001. That's according to survey results from the Census Bureau released today. Overall, 12.4% of the population, or nearly 34.8 million people, lived in poverty in 2002, which is up from 12.1% or 33.4 million the previous year. Median household incomes rose by $51 when accounting for inflation, after a slight drop the previous year. However, not to worry, truth seekers. According to Sheldon Danziger, co-director of the National Poverty Center at the University of Michigan, the increases in poverty in 2002 were not out of the ordinary for a recession. Chuck Nelson, who helps oversee income and poverty levels or statistics for the Census Bureau, said, well, results of the survey have been consistent with what one would expect during a down economic period. You know, it's well, what you would expect. How do you explain that to 34.8 million people? Hey, listen, don't bitch, don't complain, don't, you know, this is just, you know, you just happen to be a part of the 34.8 million people. This is what happens in an economy that's being shredded by the Bush crime family. Robert Greenstein, executive director of the liberal-leaning Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, blamed the increase in poverty on rising unemployment and the government's failure to promote more child tax credits for low-income families and a lack of unemployment insurance. Greenstein said, quote, people at the bottom tend to live paycheck to paycheck. This underscores that in trying to stimulate the economy, we should probably be doing more to assist low-income working families. You want some more? Just a couple more from this Census Bureau report. 6.8 million households in 2002 received food stamps, up from 6.4 million the year before. You know, the welfare queens, the people who ride to the Piggly Wiggly in their Cadillacs and order stacks and stacks of steak, right? Yeah. How about this? The number of people employed in the manufacturing industry dropped by almost 5%. 830,000 people last year just in the manufacturing industry lost their jobs. We now have only 17.1 million of us working in manufacturing. Where was Bush the other day on Labor Day? Where was he? Yeah, that's right. He was in Ohio talking to people who work in the manufacturing sector, telling them how everything's okay. There were also decreases in the retail trade, information, transportation, and warehousing industries. There was a slight rise in the number of people working in education, health, and social services. Oh, also an increase was also seen in arts, entertainment, recreation, accommodation, and food services category. So how much longer? How much longer are we going to allow this criminal enterprise that now runs this country to stay in power? That's a fair question. That's a fair question. How much longer? Probably for, I don't know what, good chance permanently. Don't forget, 78% of us think that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin and reject evolution. The majority of Americans can't agree that Mars is closer to the Earth now than it's been in 60,000 years because nothing existed 60,000 years ago. What Diana in Florida sent me an email and said, well, you know, when I was a kid, I attended fundamentalist church, and I remember thinking, and now Diana in Florida is a paleontologist, so the irony here is 8 feet deep. When she was a kid and went to a fundamentalist church, she was told that those bones put in the rocks, that fossil record, that was put there by the devil. That was put there by the devil! I don't know. You know, we probably should just. That should be enough for tonight's program, shouldn't it, Kathy? Shouldn't we just pack it in? We're coming up on a break here. Shouldn't we just all go home now? I mean, what else can we talk about other than the four or five things we just mentioned? It's just astonishing. It's just astonishing. And remember, the $5 billion it costs us each month to be in Iraq right now. Is it week or month? I guess it's month. Is equal to college tuition at $20,000 per year for 250,000 students. My God, that's almost as much as our bandwidth costs on MikeMalloy.com. Oh, wait a minute. No. Oh. Okay. And last thing, and then we'll start to take some phone calls here. Okay. For this segment. From Florida, the state that has the second highest number of executions, Texas being number one, Paul Hill, the former minister, Presbyterian minister, oh my, who gunned down, murdered a doctor, and murdered the doctor's bodyguard, a retired lieutenant colonel from the military. Paul Hill says he feels no remorse, and we mentioned this last night, but there's a new story out. He suggested the state will be making him a martyr when he becomes the first person executed in the United States for anti-abortion violence. No, it's not for anti-abortion violence. It is for a double murder. That's what it's for. He is scheduled to be put to death by lethal injection tonight? Is it tonight? I think it's tonight. For the murders in Pensacola, Florida in 1994 of Dr. John Britton and his escort, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel James Herman Barrett. Barrett's wife was also wounded in the shootings outside the Ladies Center in Pensacola. I got to tell you what the guy said coming back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Any collective approach is one based upon sound science and not based upon science.
I'm speaking on the science, guys. We gotta live on science alone. I tell you what, mathematically, I'm having it. I wanna live on science alone.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Anacore Hotel.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Another
audio clip from the production meeting.
Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Doug. Yeah, yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-neck geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
Well, thanks for everybody letting me know. Paul Hill was executed by the state of Florida a little past 6 p.m. tonight. Okay, right now he's having a cup of tea with Jesus. That's what he thought was going to happen. He said, the sooner I'm executed, the sooner I'm going to heaven. I expect, he said in a jailhouse interview, I expect a great reward in heaven. I'm looking forward to glory. I don't feel remorse. More people should act as I have acted. For someone who is opposed to execution, as I am, unless it's mass murderers or members of the Bush administration, this was a tough call. I would not have voted on a jury to execute this waste of human DNA. I would have voted, as I always would in these cases, to put him in solitary confinement for the rest of his natural life. And by solitary confinement, I mean solitary confinement. And there would be a huge button on the wall of his cell. And the button underneath the button would be a plaque that would say, as soon as you've had enough, push this button. If the button were pushed by the condemned or the person in the cell, then the cell immediately become airtight and gas would enter and the person could just go ahead and meet Jesus or whoever they wanted to meet. Abortion rights groups worried that Hill's execution will trigger reprisals from those who share his psychopathic belief. And as you know, Florida officials, several Florida officials, including the haplessly stupid Jeb Bush, received threatening letters last week accompanied by rifle bullets. Well, I don't know. As far as this sort of stuff, execution, people that say, yeah, well, I can't wait to step into the infinite, into the void, because I know what's going to be waiting for me. Jesus will be there giving me a hand up, and the souls in heaven will applaud my appearance. And the weird part is there will be no frame of reference. This is my belief anyway. There will be no frame of reference for Paul Hill to realize that it's all nonsense. Have you ever had surgery? And, you know, they give you the shot to kind of relax you and calm you down, and you kind of float in and out of consciousness. And then when they finally put you under, it just, everything stops. There is no now. There's nothing. Of course, if you're lucky, you come out of the anesthesia, and the nurse comes over and says, guess what? You're okay. But Paul Hill is not going to have that. And there'll be no way for him to know he doesn't have that. That's the part that kind of pisses me off.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Palestinian officials and experts say Hamas is considering a new truce with Israel after being bombarded by relentless Israeli airstrikes. The Islamist movement is said to be facing a political crisis with threats of instant assassinations, loss of funding, and ideological clashes with the Palestinian Authority. Since a Hamas bomber killed 21 Israelis in Jerusalem, Israel has declared a war on the militant group, saying no leader would gain immunity anywhere from their helicopter gunships. About 11 Hamas militants have been killed since. One source on Hamas said, quote, "It has become clear Israel will not distinguish between who runs a rocket launching team and who runs a media office inside Hamas." An unnamed senior Palestinian official stated there are people within Hamas who agree with the idea of a new truce, but might feel embarrassed to make their views known publicly. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham is one of many witnesses called to Capital City to answer questions about why 50 million Americans and Canadians were plunged into darkness August 14th. In testimony to the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Abraham is emphasizing his agency's efforts to investigate how the blackout happened.
We are pleased at the level of cooperation we're receiving from state and provincial governments, regulatory agencies, utility companies, and industry groups as we work together in this binational effort. We are determined to complete this inquiry in a timely manner.
Abraham found himself in a difficult position when the blackout happened as he was traveling in Europe at the time.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
It looks like something you'd see in a James Bond movie. A British company has unveiled an amphibious vehicle that can be used on land and in water. Alan Gibbs, chairman of Gibbs Technologies, the company that makes the Aquata, says it can travel over 100 miles per hour on land and 30 miles an hour on water.
The Gibbs Aquata is not a car that goes in the water. It is not a boat with wheels. It is this third thing. A genuine amphibian, equally at home on water or road.
Gibbs says the Aquata can transform from land to water vehicle at the touch of a button. Once it's driven into the water, the wheels fold away and the marine jet propulsion kicks into action in seconds. 100 Aquatas will roll off the assembly line before the end of the year. The price tag? $235,000.
One ringy dingy. Oh, is this the party to whom I am speaking? Ernestine Tomlin here, WebEx Communications visionary. I want to tell you about the new ringy dingy, online meetings from WebEx. With WebEx, you share real-time voice, video, and data all through your browser. It's the world's richest web conferencing experience. Use WebEx and kick your competition in the tush. Visit me today at WebEx.com. I have something to show you.
United Auto Workers President Ron Gettelfinger says he wants a contract with the Big Three by Friday. To do that, he says negotiators on both sides had better be prepared to work around the clock. WDIV-TV reports that talks are going on today at Ford, Daimler Chrysler, and General Motors, with the Big Three struggling under the weight of exploding retiree health care costs at a time when they're finding it harder to sell cars. Negotiations have been tough this year. Gettelfinger has vowed that the UAW will not turn back the clock on health care. Stocks finished at new highs today, building on yesterday's gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average moved up 45 points to finish the session at 95.68. Tech-heavy NASDAQ increased by 11 points to end up at 18.53. The S&P 500 pushed up 4 points to reach the 10.26 mark. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready! Take aim and fire! No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't get up in arms about burned out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps. With protected hand, grab your bayonet. Bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES. Wayne is calling from Ackworth, Georgia. Wayne, I hope things are going a little bit better for you.
Well, yeah, man. I'm plugging away.
Good.
You know, I've got a job. So, you know, as long as I got a job, I got a chance.
That's very true.
Yeah, I was just taking a look at this little thing with the intelligence agents, and I was really surprised to find out that Karl Rove, which is not actually his name, actually has dual citizenship.
Rove does?
Yeah, not only here, but in Germany.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you are aware of the little investigation that's been going on behind the scenes of the outing of the intelligence agents, right?
The outing of the wife, or no, the intelligence agent that the Bush crime family outed, a female,
right?
And her husband had the temerity to criticize the Bush crime family. I read something, was it today, that a number of people now have been terminated with extreme prejudice.
Yeah.
Who were operating with this female U.S. CIA operative that Karl Rove had her name revealed and her contacts revealed. So Karl Rove, we don't need a trial. We don't need a courtroom. Karl Rove is guilty of murder.
Well, just so you know, his name is actually R-O-V-E-R-E-R.
Rove.
And he's traced back to Karl Heinz Roverer.
Yeah.
And he is the he's the guy who built Birkenau. Concentration camp in Nazi Germany.
Birkenau.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. Where are you getting the information?
I'm pulling this out of Al Martin.
Oh, Al Martin?
Okay. Yeah, by way of Bartkop.
Oh, okay. All right.
You might want to check up on this because this is coming through. And guess who's in the middle of all this? Who's got to initiate this?
Pappy Bush?
Nope.
Who?
Powell.
Colin Powell?
Colin Powell's got to be the one as the Secretary of State to sign the complaint. Once he signs the complaint, then guess who has no choice? They have to prosecute it. And if they connect it to Bush and Bush gave the okay or had anything to do with it, they can take them both out.
Well, the thing is, Bush will never Bush is protected in the same way. No, not in the same way, but he's protected as thoroughly as Ronald Reagan was protected. You'll never find too stupid to find his ass with both hands fingerprints on anything.
Right. I think they got a good shot at really causing some trouble with this, but it's really funny that Colin Powell is the linchpin.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, now that I've read this and I see where it is at now as far as the investigation, now it doesn't surprise me that, hey, guess what? You know what? Colin Powell's getting his way. They're finally going back to the UN.
Well,
so maybe Powell's gaining a little bit of power.
No, it's not that at all, Wayne, I don't think. I think that the Bush crime family is so desperate to have somebody, you know, have accomplices, ex post facto accomplices in this crime that's been perpetrated against the Iraqi people. They're looking for cover now, and I would hope that these countries in the so-called old Europe, that the Bush crime family gave the finger. I hope they give the finger back. I hope it gets to the point where the American people demand that our troops get the hell out of there, and every single American there gets out. There is no reason for one more American to die or one more Iraqi to die. I'm hoping that the Bush crime family will be shown the door by the UN, and they'll just say, look, jackass, you know, we told you at the beginning to work through the United Nations. You told us to go piss up a rope. So now we're telling you the same thing. Get out of our face. We've got some sound about that we'll play for you in just a second.
Well, listen, one other thing, too, on a more positive note, I went to a meetup for Dean rally here in Georgia.
Yeah.
Which, for your listeners in other areas, just to remind them, this is the home of Newt Gingrich and Bob Barr. So it's not exactly popular to be a Democrat or an independent in this town. But
boy, is that the truth.
Yeah, there was a pretty good crowd turnout. And from what I hear, they had for other people in other places, there's a real famous tavern by the name of Manuel's Tavern. There was about 250 that showed up down there.
Yeah.
But you know what the buzz is?
What's the buzz?
Well, the buzz is that it's a Dean Clark ticket.
That wouldn't surprise me.
That's what everybody's pushing for. They want Clark for the military expertise. Besides the fact that, you know, he's a straight talker. He's like Dean. You know, he'll give you an answer. And Dean was asked about it, you know, if he would take Clark as a running mate, and he said, yeah, no, not a problem. As a matter of fact, Clark's been advising him on his campaign. So that looks like a good, strong ticket, and we're grassroots, and we're on the Internet, and a blog for America, and we're going to start doing flash meets, and we're going to see if we can't put together a coalition here and see if we can't bring along some disaffected Republicans that don't agree with this military option that he's pulled. And
well, Wayne, you sound like an absolute activist.
As a former union member, my man, I know how to run a campaign.
There you go.
You you know, so I'm going to be involved in it no matter what.
Good for you.
September 15th, I hope to see you down here in Atlanta for the Rally for Dean because he's on his way here.
That'll be at Manuel's?
No, this is going to be a big event. They haven't signed the contract on exactly where they're going to have it. The rumor is Centennial Park.
What the 15th is what day of the week?
The 15th will be Monday. It's going to be at 4:30 in the afternoon, I believe.
Oh man, I don't know. We'll try to make it.
I know that's tough. But, I know
that's during show prep time, but yeah, we'll try to make it. What the hell?
Yeah, well, for me, I've already decided. You know, I'll tell you what. I'll put the job on the line. I'm you know. Next time I see the guy I'm working for, I'm going to let him know right up front, hey, I've got something important to do. I'm, you know, yeah, it's going to cost me some money and whatever, but, man, you remember, I talked to you last time. I mean, I've had two physical confrontations with people over this Bush idiot.
Yeah.
And I just really can't take much more of them, and I can't take the people that are supporting them. And if that's what it comes down to and they want to rock and roll, hey, bring it.
Wayne, thanks for checking in, pal.
See you, Mike.
All right, sir. Since Wayne brought it up, let's do the Colin Powell stuff here. Our senior correspondent sent me the results of a poll, AOL poll, which is, you know, self-selecting. So take this for whatever it's worth. But it says, the poll question, does the U.S. need the U.N.'s help in Iraq? As of 6:38 p.m. This evening, Eastern Time, Chris sends me the results here. Yes, 75%. Does the U.S. need U.N.'s help in Iraq? 75% said yes. 17% said no, and there's that group I hate. 6% said, oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. Chris writes, I find it delicious that Bush has to come back to the U.N. on hands and knees and beg the irrelevant organization for help in Iraq. Remember, you all remember. You remember when the Bush crime family labeled the United Nations as irrelevant. The run-up to the attack, the shock and awe, the destruction of thousands upon thousands of Iraqi civilians, the death of how many Americans now? Yeah, the whole thing. The whole run-up. Hey, we don't need the UN. UN can kiss our ass. We're America. We'll do whatever we want. Chris writes, so what would make it, or what would make it even better would be for the UN to turn to the U.S. country by country and say, you said we were irrelevant. Who's irrelevant now? So the Bush administration sent Colin Powell.
Boy, come here. Want you to go up there to the UN. I want you to go in there and tell those folks we got to have some help here, boy.
Yeah, just like that. Just like that. So yesterday, Bush directed Powell to open negotiations at the UN Security Council on a resolution aimed at getting international support for U.S. efforts in Iraq.
Boy, what you mean they're saying no? What do you mean? Come over here.
God. So what did Powell have to say when he came out of the meeting at the UN? Huh? Well, here's what he had to say. Now, remember when Bush said he would never involve the U.S. in nation building? Think of that as you listen to Colin Powell here beg the UN to help out, to help us out of this unilateral nightmare that the Bush crime family and the American Zionists have created.
There are other elements in the draft resolution having to do with expanded role for the UN so they can perform the vital role that the president always expected them to do in such areas as helping with reconstruction efforts, generating more funds for reconstruction, assisting in the creation of an electoral system, an electoral process.
Quack, quack.
The UN has a number of agencies that bring great skill and experience to the task of nation building, and
what?
I believe by including this in the resolution, it will give greater sense of purpose to the UN and give the UN more to work with.
I see. You're doing it so the UN will feel better about itself. Is that what it is? And give the UN more to work with. What is this? The UN has a number of agencies that bring great skill and experience to the task of nation building? Wait a minute, Colin. Your master has said over and over, I'm not into nation building. I don't do that. That's Al Gore. I don't do that crap. I believe in nation destroying if they won't give us their oil. And what did Powell say? There are other elements in the draft resolution having to do with the expanded role for the UN so they, the UN, can perform the vital role that the president always expected them to do? What have we talked about on this program for months now? They don't even bother anymore spinning. Just absolute lie.
That's what Bush always expected him to do. Yeah.
In such areas as helping with reconstruction efforts? No, 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 no. That goes to Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root or Bechtel. In generating more funds for reconstruction? No, 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 no. That comes out of the ass of the American taxpayer. Assisting in the creation of electoral system and electoral process? Oh, no, 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 no. The people of Iraq want nothing to do with the kind of fraudulent, half-baked system we have here. One word for you. Florida.
We are the champions, my friend. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. Who's up for losing? 'Cause we are the champions of the world.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
They say you should never watch sausage being made. But if you want to see something really disgusting, check out the way Tyson, Inc. is treating the good people of Jefferson, Wisconsin. 2 years ago, Tyson, the world's largest meat company, bought the beef and pork processing giant IBP, thus gaining control of about 60 meatpacking plants, including the one in Jefferson, a town of 7,300 folks. Instead of embracing its adopted town, Tyson, a highly profitable $23 billion a year corporation, promptly got ugly, demanding a 4-year wage freeze, a $2 cut in the pay of new hires, and an increase in the amount employees must pay for health insurance. When workers balked, Tyson turned its back on them, refusing to negotiate. The workers went on strike, but Tyson promptly hired strikebreakers to replace them, including dumping people who've loyally given their entire working lives to this plant. This is the opening shot of a nationwide class war by Tyson to bust the middle-class wages of beef and pork workers down to the infamous poverty scale of poultry workers. Tyson says it's merely bringing the higher-paid workers, quote, in line with its other workers. In Jefferson, this will devastate the local economy, for knocking down 470 workers means they simply won't have the spending power to sustain local businesses or the town's middle-class aspirations. It's not just the workers, but all of Jefferson that's under attack by the raw greed of a few rich, aloof executives sitting in Tyson's faraway corporate headquarters. So the whole town has joined the strike. Boycott Tyson yard signs are everywhere. Jefferson's two grocery stores won't sell Tyson products. The Town Inn Cafe has banned Tyson pepperoni from its pizzas, and others have joined the fight. As one proud local puts it, I don't know if this small town can make a difference, but we're doing as much as we can. This is Jim Hightower saying, to lend your support, go to TysonFamilyStandUp.org.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
24 past the hour. Okay, so Colin Powell is ordered by his white master to go back into the UN, humiliate himself, and beg. In the only way that the Bush crime family knows how to beg, and that is with threats. Beg the UN for some help, because we are losing people. Iraq is ready to explode into a civil war that will make what has happened in the occupied territories in Israel-Palestine for the past 20 years look like child's play. The whole thing is unraveling, like the rest of the world told this moron and his moronic administration it would unravel. So Colin Powell goes to the UN in executive session with the Security Council. Wouldn't you love to have a transcript of what was said? Now, here he is again, Paul again. You have to think of, when you hear this, it reminded us of Joe Biden's comment that the U.S. was treating Iraq as if it was some special prize we've won, not to be shared with anyone else. So anyway, reporter says to Colin Powell, Mr. Secretary, you said not too long ago the U.S. should play the dominant role in Iraq. Are you changing your mind about that? And is this change a response to continuing U.S. casualties?
Certainly the United States will continue to play a dominant role, a dominant political role through the work of Ambassador Bremer and his coalition colleagues, and the dominant role because of the size of the U.S. force presence that is there and the leadership we are providing to the effort is not related to casualties.
No.
It is related to the evolutionary process that we've always had in mind to eventually restoring sovereignty back to the Iraqi people for their own country, their own wealth, their own lives, their own destiny.
You're a liar, Colin. You are a liar. And what is this? That the change that you and the Bush crime family are trying to suck out of the UN, it's not related to casualties, or it isn't? It is related, you say, to the evolutionary process that we have always had in mind? You mean to tell the American public that you anticipated this mass death and this terrorism? Is that what you're saying, Colin? It is related to the evolutionary process that we have always had in mind. The slaughter of Americans, the slaughter of Iraqi civilians, utter and absolute chaos. The turning of Iraq into a magnet for every murderous terrorist on the planet. Is that what you people had in mind always? Oh, you thugs. Oh, you bastards. All of you. Ah. Oh. Another reporter asks about the unilateral attitude that's getting our troops killed. Mr. Secretary, there are some members of the Security Council who are still criticizing the U.S., saying its unilateral actions created instability inside Iraq, and it is therefore the U.S.'s responsibility to solve it unilaterally because there wasn't any terrorism in Iraq before the war. How do you respond to these criticisms? Now listen to Powell, totally ignore the question.
I would submit, first of all, that the greatest terrorist inside Iraq was Saddam Hussein, and he's gone.
Answer the question.
The remnants of the regime are still there causing trouble.
Answer.
They will be found.
Answer.
They will be dealt with.
Answer.
We will build up an Iraqi police force, an Iraqi military, Iraqi political institutions.
Answer.
We are hard at work in rebuilding the Iraqi economy.
Answer.
It's going to be difficult work. It's going to be expensive work. Let there be no doubt about that. But he is gone. The Iraqi people will have a better life, And we will demonstrate in Iraq that democracy can work in that part of the world.
You lousy weasel, answer the question. Answer the question. Oh, never mind.
What do you do after you've ruined your life? What do you do after you've blown the game? Cut down to size, no alibis, and you know that nothing's ever going to be the same. Do you change your ways or just go down in flames? What do you do after you've blown the game?
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The author of a national drought study has some advice for U.S. cities. Plan for the worst. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. William Wierick has studied the future of U.S. water resources, and he sees trouble ahead. Wierick is an analyst for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the author of a major drought study.
Most cities in the next 100 years will experience droughts that are much more severe than they've seen in the past, and we need to have plans for those.
With the exception of the West and Southwest, most of the United States has plenty of water, but Wierick says that won't always be the case.
Droughts are like recessions in business, where a company may feel that it's doing just fine until it gets into a recession, and then it realizes that it has all sorts of management inefficiencies that it needs to correct in order to survive. When a drought comes along, people realize that they share a common resource and that they have to make some decisions about what's most important.
Wierick says every community should have a plan of action in case of drought, especially in light of the world's changing climate. And he says water managers should plan for the worst.
We encourage city planners to think about a drought that is much worse than the drought of record, and not necessarily provide full delivery of water services for that event, because to do so might cause tremendous environmental damage. But they at least have a plan in place where there could be an orderly reduction of water use until the drought passed.
Congress is considering the creation of a permanent National Drought Council. It would provide federal assistance to communities in planning for water shortages. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Come on!
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. It just staggers the imagination, doesn't it? What you know, you think back to last fall when the Bush crime family sent everybody that it could send to tell the United Nations and Belgium and France and Germany and all the rest of the countries to piss off. We're going to invade Iraq. We're going to attack Iraq. We want the oil. We're going to lay out every single lie we can come up with. They're a threat to their neighbors. They have weapons of mass destruction. They have these magical balsa wood airplanes that can travel 4,000 or 5,000 miles and drop atom bombs on U.S. cities. They have gallons, liters, thousands of anthrax and all this stuff. And they're going to kill us. They're going to get us. Oh my God. Ah! And now that it all turns out to be absolute lies, the Blair government in the U.K. is ready to fall. The government of John Howard in Australia is ready to fall. The only reason this corrupt, filthy administration in this country is not ready to fall is because we Americans are the stupidest people on the planet. We are not like our white-skinned, English-speaking brethren in the U.K. and Australia, who at least know when they have been lied to and their people have been sent to war based on absolute lies. We in the U.S. are too stupid. We don't understand that. Well, Mike, Bush's approval ratings are down to 57%. That's, you know, that's good. That sucks. The lies that were told, the disrespect shown to the one attempt since the late 40s to try to avoid war and death and destruction, the United Nations, just pissed on by the Bush crime family, just urinated on. We're going to go to war. You don't like it? I'm George Bush. I'm tired of waiting. I want death. I want destruction. I want the oil. Mr. Bush, you shouldn't do that, the UN said. Get out of my face. I'm going to do it. Okay. You made your bed, moron. You have to lie in it. Of course, the problem here is all of us have to lie in it. All of us. The Bush crime family has put every single American's life at risk. You don't have to have a uniform on and be trudging around some godforsaken place like Afghanistan or Iraq. Oh, no. All you have to do is be, oh, I don't know, riding an elevator in a U.S. skyscraper. How about in a subway system? Oh, maybe on a bridge. Oh, I don't know, in an airplane? That's what these thugs have done to you and me. And now they're back in the U.N. Hey, we need some help. come on now. We're going to stay in charge, but we want bodies. We want money. We want cover. That's what we want. Damn, y'all are cutting and running. Just because they blew up your building over there, that doesn't mean anything. Hey, come on. They're blowing up mosques and embassies and the U.N., and they're killing all of our people. Day in and day out never stops. Of course, we're killing off a lot of them, too. you know, kids and old ladies and old men and, you know. But we need cover. We need help. Come on, U.N. Come on, U.N.
Do you take back what you said about old Europe?
Well, no, we don't take any of that back. We just, you know, we need some bodies. The Polacks took off on us. They said they're not going to, you know, we had 1,100 Polish over here. They left. We even paid them to be there. They left. The Dagos are leaving. All of them are leaving, you know. Now the Brits, they're taking their cracker asses out of there. We're stuck. Help. We'll even take some of you black-skinned people, you know. Okay? Help? Help? God. God, I hate these people.
Steve is calling from Asheville, North Carolina.
Yo, Steve.
Okay, I guess Steve doesn't hear us. Besides, didn't Steve call last night? He didn't? I thought he did. Okay, because, you know, we have the other every other day thingy here. Tracy is calling from D.C. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Ashley, Silver Springs, Maryland. Sorry.
That's okay. Right outside of your nation's capital.
There you go.
You know what? I you got me to thinking that the high point of this whole debacle, outside of the February 15th worldwide protest, mm-hmm. which the crime family, they can't spin this, and Fox News can't spin this any other way. The whole world really showed something mm-hmm. on February 15th of this year.
That's right.
That said, you know, this is not right. But the second best thing next to that was the Turkish parliament sticking their middle finger to the United States, saying, no, I don't think so. We're not going to help you out here.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I called about, I happened to be off today, and I got a chance to hear a little bit of Tom Hartman. And I knew that Rummy and Condi had spoken to the veterans of foreign wars, but today he played excerpts of what they said and about how they completely rewrote history and flat out lied, and how these veterans must have been scratching their heads, how they were making analogies between what happened after World War II.
Oh, yeah.
Things that didn't happen.
Right.
You know, and how, hey, well, what's going on now in Iraq is the same as what happened after World War II.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. And I'm like, oh, my God.
So that raises the question then, does it not, Tracy? Are educated people like Dr. Rice and Mr. Rumsfeld?
They're lying.
Well, either that, or if they're lying, it's because they do not understand history. Or is it because they look at their audience and they say, these people are stupid. They're dumber than dirt. We can say anything we want to say. They're just veterans.
Exactly, but I cannot believe that member, you know, people who actually fought in World War II, they didn't go out after these speeches and say, guys, this didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
I know what you mean.
I don't know. And the last quick point I want to make out is that I hope Americans don't continue to buy the Kool-Aid. You know, you have Brimmer and you have Bush, you have Rummy and Condi saying the source of this violence, you know, these are the bitter enders, the dead enders, or whatever enders you want to call them. I read an article, and frankly, I thought it was a great analogy that during, not to compare our troops to Hitler's SS, not to do that,
right.
But when Germany occupied France, you know, they put the same messages out about, you know, cooperate, and, you know, the collaborators, you know, with the Nazis were subsequently done in,
sure.
You know, by
the Vichy, the Vichy French. Yeah, I understand. You're not making a comparison between the Nazi soldier and the American soldier.
No.
But the comparison between the Bush administration and Hitler's administration is exactly the same.
It's the same.
Exactly.
It's the same.
Exactly.
And the people who are fighting, you know, people can continue to fool themselves and think that, oh, these are all Saddam loyalists. No, they're not. They're patriots. They're nationalists. They want
their country back. That's right. That's right, exactly.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate you calling in. But you see, what Tracy's pointing out, the highest-ranking members of the Bush administration, from Karl Rove and Cheney and Wolfowitz and these monsters on down, they totally disrespect the American public. They can say anything. Don't forget, this is a group that engineered the 8-year-long assault on Bill Clinton. This is the group that was able to literally bring about the impeachment of a president of the United States because he was untruthful about a personal, private, sexual liaison with his girlfriend. This is a group that was able to steal the presidency. This is a group that was able to jigger the results of the Florida vote count to the point that Americans and the American media bought the lie.
If they can do that, if they can steal the presidency in what used to be the world's oldest democracy, here, if they can do that, they can do anything in their minds. They can lie, cheat, and steal. They can say anything to any group they want to. They can stand in front of older people and talk about how they're working for older people. They can stand in front of veterans and talk about how they're working for veterans. They can stand in front of school teachers. They can stand in front of manufacturing factory workers. They can stand in front of police officers and lie and lie and lie. They stole a country. They pulled off a bloodless coup d'etat. Do you think these monsters care about the truth in the least? Please. Please. The EPA, just as an example, telling the people of New York that the air was safe after the attack. Go breathe it. Bush has told the people of New York City that as far as he's concerned, they can drop dead. And thanks to his lies, a lot of them will. So writes Harvey Wasserman. And with his latest attack on the Clean Air Act, he's saying the same thing to millions more. These people don't care. According to Wasserman, and we all know this, the White House directly interfered with planned EPA warnings about the toxic fallout from the World Trade Center explosions. They wanted to reopen the stock exchange as quickly as possible. They wanted to limit cleanup costs. They wanted to limit liability claims. So the bastards lied again. And because of Bush's lies, thousands of Americans will suffer cancers, emphysema, heart attacks, stroke, birth defects, stillbirth, sterility, eye, ear, nose, throat disease, and much more. And we sit here and allow this man to remain in office. Wasserman writes, there have been few toxic events to match the explosions that pulverized the two World Trade Center towers. The short-term deaths of 3,000 people will be dwarfed over the long term by the lethal fallout. The EPA knew that spewing all that asbestos that just saturated New York City was a horrific event, and that lives could have been saved if certain precautions were taken. Bush stopped that from happening. Wasserman writes, the World Trade Center also contained countless computer screens, light fixtures, calculators, telephones, network servers, paging systems, copy machines, high-tech equipment loaded with mercury and other toxic metals, the concrete, the flooring, the plastics, chemical cleaners, furniture, metal struts, window glass, all of it pulverized into a brew of murderous dioxins, lethal powers, with hideous killing power. What did the Bush crime family do? They ordered the EPA to lie. Who has breathed it? How many were elderly? How many of these people were uniquely sensitive? How many were pregnant? How many were carrying vulnerable embryos? Huh? How far did this lethal powder spread throughout the region? Where is it now? How long will it poison and kill people again and again and yet again? What could be done to prevent further sickness and death? All of it buried by Bush. No! Lie! Lie, you sons of bitches! Lie! We want the stock market open. We don't want liability claims. Lie! The EPA knew that people in New York City were owed detailed information. Detailed! All of it denied by Bush. And the people working in those ruins for days, weeks, and months, when too stupid to do anything, shows up, puts his arm around a hard hat or a fireman, and acts like he's there because he cares. At the very least, people working on or near the site should have been warned. They should have been wearing respirators. downwind building should have been intensely monitored. Carpeting, furniture, walls, and fixtures should have been repeatedly measured and cleaned again and again and again. But that costs money. And some of the buildings might never have reopened, and the stock market might have stayed shut a few days longer. Wasserman writes, lives would have been saved, but Bush decided they were less valuable than those competing considerations. Yeah, just like Iraq. Just like our soldiers. And now, he has decimated the Clean Air Act, which will allow more power plant emissions in yet another giveaway to these corporations that fund the GOP. More Americans will die. But Bush will have more money to spend on his 2004 election campaign, right? This is what we have. This is the cancer. This is the filthy, degenerate freak we have in the Oval Office. No, don't tell him about it. Nah, don't tell him about it. Nah, screw him. You get Christy Whitman out there. You get Christy Whitman out there, and she's going to tell him it's okay. Stock market's got to open. What is Whitman? Whitman told Newsweek magazine that she didn't object when the White House edited out the warnings by EPA scientists. What does she say? Quote, we didn't want to scare people. End quote.
So the mood of the country is certainly different from what it was on September the 10th. But I find the mood of the country to be incredibly refreshing.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
The Tom Hartman
Hartman Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troop lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they have stated in a policy and in a
This
in
is
a
what
contract?
They said.
Why is this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Welcome back to the It's Not Your Fault You Didn't Know show. We're talking about the best way to spend your weekends, and we have two special guests right now. On the phone is the Terminator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Arnold. And our other guest in the studio is George W. How are you today, Mr. Bush?
What's the matter?
Okay, all of our listeners want to know what you do on your weekends. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can listen to the best of left-of-center political talk radio on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network.
Amazing.
George, yeah, your final words.
Stop it!
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow, same time. Have a nice day.
Just shut up!
The best of progressive talk radio can be heard on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network. For more information, call 1-800-397-8255 or go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. You know, regarding the lies that the EPA was instructed to tell the people of New York and the people of this country, what about the firefighters? What about the only true heroes? I'm not talking about the common folk who committed acts of heroism that day, but the people who were in uniform specifically to take care of us, police and fire. What about those? What about firefighters and other rescue workers who now are going to suffer early deaths and disease because of the lies Bush dumped out there? You know, these are the guys that he stands in front of and talks about the heroism. And this snake, this weasel, knows full well somewhere in his drug and alcohol destroyed brain, he must, dear God, mustn't he? He must be able to say to himself, well, you know, I lied to those people. I lied to him. I lied to every one of them. Now they're going to die. Whitman says that the EPA advised the construction people and the cops and the firefighters working on the site to wear protective clothing and masks. That's what she says. She says that people working on the site rejected the gear as too cumbersome, and she says, we couldn't force them to do it. Residents returning to the area say they weren't told to have their homes professionally cleaned. Whitman says, well, maybe there was one press release where we didn't say that, but then we said it over and over. By pronouncing Lower Manhattan safe, Bush, Whitman, Rove, the rest of these filth saved the insurance companies millions, millions in cleanup costs. This is the Bush crime family. Bush to New Yorkers, drop dead. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But he's the president of the United States, isn't he? John is calling from Pottsville, PA. Hey, John.
Hi, Mike. Earlier, you were talking to a young lady about the soldiers being killed in Iraq. Well, why can't it be some really angry parents or husbands that lost their family that's just shooting at our troops? I mean, if they came to my corner of the earth, told me we're coming here to get rid of this evil dictator, but we got to kill your kids to do it, that would piss me off a little bit.
Just a tad. Hey, let me put you on hold, John. I'll come back. We got to take a break here. And everybody else, stay with us. By the way, we have a whole clutch of open lines here. Final hour coming up, and I know I've been just extremely entertaining tonight, but would love to hear from you. 800-TALK-YES.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah guerrillas claim to have opened fire today on Israeli jets they say crossed over into sovereign airspace over parts of southwestern Lebanon. The Shiite Muslim extremist group says gunners from the air defense units of the Islamic Resistance challenged the Zionist enemy warplanes accused of having violated Lebanese airspace. Flyovers by Israeli warplanes are not uncommon over parts of Lebanon where Israeli forces withdrew just 3 years ago following a 22-year occupation. Since the end of the occupation, Hezbollah has routinely fired upon those Israeli planes that cross over the border. The United Nations has condemned both the overflights by Israel as well as Hezbollah's reaction as a violation of the terms of Israel's pullout. A new and improved Customs and Border Protection force is on the way. At a press conference at Dulles International Airport in Virginia, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said streamlining the way federal officials operate at the nation's borders and ports is a major step in preventing terrorist activity. He says each Customs Border Protection official will now be trained in everything from checking individuals to inspecting vehicles, cargo, and contents. Those jobs were once held by three individuals working for three separate U.S. agencies.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Family members of 9/11 victims gathered at Ground Zero today to protest building on the footprints of where the Twin Towers once stood. The group is asking that developers avoid rebuilding on the site in memory of those lost and whose remains have not been recovered. The group blocked an entrance into Ground Zero at Liberty and Church Street. No arrests were made. It's too late for new patients to enroll in this late-stage clinical trials of a landmark cancer vaccine. That's because the FDA has reportedly ordered New York-based Antigenix Incorporated not to enroll any more patients in its third phase of trials for oncophage. The vaccine is being tested for kidney, skin, and a variety of other types of cancer. The company had already enrolled about 650 patients for the trials. The drug is a personalized vaccine derived from a patient's own tumor by taking proteins from the tumor, purifying them, and adding other chemicals to make it work. Since the injected drug contains the patient's own personal genetic codes, it's believed to be more effective in reprogramming the immune system to attack the cancer without side effects.
Whether you've got bald tires, a flat tire, old tires, or are just tired of looking at white walls, there's no better time to pick up a new set of Goodyear tires than during National Automotive Month at Sears Auto Center. Because Goodyear tires are all on sale. And get a free DieHard Weather Handler battery worth $59.99 when you buy four Goodyear tires. Just bring in your old battery and we'll exchange it free. But only during National Automotive Month and only at Sears Auto Center. Sears, good life, great price. Sale and free battery offer end 8/23. Find us online at Sears.com or America Online, keyword Sears.
Talks between Libya and the families of 170 victims of a 1989 French airliner bombing have been halted due to some procedural issues. The delay may push back this week's expected UN vote to lift sanctions against Tripoli. The French want all compensation money put into an escrow account similar to the one used in Libya's settlement over the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. A Libyan source says the request would be complex and time-consuming. France viewed the completion of the settlement as a precondition before it would vote to lift the sanctions on Libya. On Wall Street, stocks built on yesterday's gains, then finished at new highs today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 45 points to finish the session at 95.68. The NASDAQ was up 11 points and ended the day at 18.53. The broader S&P 500 index pushed up 4 points to reach the 10.26 mark. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready! Take aim and fire! No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't get up in arms about burned-out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps. With protected hand, grab your bayonet. Bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Remember, just tonight and then tomorrow, last chance to get it set on this program for, with me hosting it, anyway, for a while. We will be gone Friday and all of next week. Guy James will guest host on Friday this week, Monday and Tuesday next week, and then I believe Curtis Ellis will finish the week. We'll return on Monday, September 15th. Curtis Ellis, of course, is the entertainment editor for IE America Radio Network. And Guy James is a progressive talk show host that, like a lot of us, struggles to get exposure. You can check him out at theguyjamesshow.com. the guy, or Guy if you're French, theguyjamesshow.com. He's going to host Friday, Monday, and Tuesday for me. Okay, back to John in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding on, John.
Oh, no problem.
Now, where were we?
Well, you know, our soldiers, our wonderful young men and women in harm's way over there. But, they keep talking about the bath party. My theory is, I think a lot of it is just, like I said, angry parents that lost their children.
I think so. Or their husbands, their wives, their sisters. It truly is a clash of cultures. We have sent into that country armed to the teeth U.S. soldiers who are not trained in law enforcement, who are not trained in so-called nation building. Soldiers are trained to do one thing, two things, smash up stuff and kill people.
Exactly.
That's why we pay them. That's why any country has armies. Armies are designed to smash things up and kill people. And when you have a war, whoever at the end has smashed the most things and killed the most people is the winner.
Yeah. It's sad.
It is sad.
My opinion about George Bush now is, let me put it this way. If he was on fire and I had a bucket of urine, I wouldn't waste it on him.
I hear that.
You know, I mean, he was a no-good student, no good in the military,
no good
as a governor, no good as a businessman,
a
criminal. He's a criminal.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll go away soon.
Let's hope. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Reverend Debu sent me an email here regarding General Wesley Clark. Clark's name came up. Wayne in Ackworth brought that up about Dean Clark. Thanks, Rev. I had not seen this. He writes, not sure if you saw this. It is from Ohio.com. It says, Wesley Clark still won't say definitively whether he will seek the presidency, but the retired Army general finally revealed his political affiliation today, Wednesday. He's a Democrat. He told CNN's Inside Politics, as I looked at where the country is now domestically and look at our policies abroad, I have to say that I'm aligned with the Democratic Party. I like the message the party has. I like what it stands for. So if he enters a race, of course, he'll be the 10th Democratic candidate. You know this. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He graduated first in his class at West Point, NATO commander during the, in my opinion, criminal assault in Kosovo. Clark didn't make the decision, no. Bill Clinton made the decision. And the leaders of NATO. And we used depleted uranium on the people in Middle Europe. Clark now works as a businessman and consultant in Arkansas. Nancy is calling from East Tennessee. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Mike. Oh, well, I wanted to talk about Bush gassing his own people.
Yes, he has, hasn't he? Boy.
Well, you know, why hadn't anyone kind of made that? You know, he has paraded around for, 2 years talking mm-hmm. about Saddam is an evil man. He gassed his own people.
Right.
It's like that's the worst thing you can do in this whole world is gas your own people. And what has he done in New York?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, Bush is a very simple-minded, a dry drunk ex-drug user. And he doesn't understand when he talks about Saddam gassed his own people, that George Bush has gassed his own people. It doesn't register, Nancy. That's
well, you know, but why hasn't it registered with anyone? I mean, now I, you know, where I live, and that's because I'm around the health physics end in the nuclear industry. But, I mean, you know, that works, whether it be chemical, whether it be nuclear. You know, you've got to have people who protect the personnel and the environment,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Sure.
And so, I mean, it was just, I think, common sense. That day, my husband and I looked at each other and said, why aren't they evacuating people out of that area and bringing in hazmat teams?
Sure.
You know? I mean, it just...
Well, Bush's buddies in the insurance industry demanded, they said, look, we've contributed millions to get you into office. Don't you dare set us up for liabilities.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, but that's that's exactly why people have got to wake up.
I know.
I mean, it's just corporatism. That's what's it. That is our government now.
And that's what Mussolini
doesn't have anything to do with democracy. Oh, and that was another thing. It was like this, these media people,
uh-huh.
all of them. I don't care whether it's, you know, network or cable or, but every one of these talking heads, you know, Wolf and Judy and Tweety and
right,
you know, all of these people,
all of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, no democracy is going to survive with this kind of media. And so, you know, when that Democrat wins in 2004, and I think it's more than likely now, you know, at some point I thought it was just impossible. It couldn't be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it still may not be without a revolt. I mean, we're going to have to say, no, the machines are rigged and we're not going to accept it. You know, it may come to that.
It may.
But, you know, the first thing we have to do is break up this media. You know, it can't be owned by defense contractors. It can't be owned by people like Rupert Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and sure. run by people like this, because a democracy can't survive with it.
No, but not to be a little bit too cute here, Nancy, but that's the idea. These people do not want democracy. A democracy.
That's true. I mean, they're doing everything in their power to kill every you know, well, Tom DeLay is the one who wants to just, like, drown democracy or suffocate it or something.
They want this Mussolini-style fascism that Mussolini himself said, don't call it fascism, it's corporatism, because the corporations make the decisions. That's what they want.
Exactly.
So, anyway. Listen, Nancy, thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call. Building on what Nancy just said about Bush being defeated, I mean, what does it take? The Boston Globe, Robert Kuttner, writing in the Globe today, he points out that Bush's foreign policy is a shambles. The people who took us into the Iraq attack have been proven wrong on every contention they made. You know, the weapons of mass destruction and the Saddam al-Qaeda connection and the supposed ease of occupation. They're going to just be happy to see us in Reconstruction. Bush thumbed his nose and America's nose at old Europe. That proved to be a major blunder. Now he needs the UN to clean up his mess. And we talked about this earlier tonight. France and Germany, not to mention Russia and China, they're not exactly lining up to donate money and troops to bail Bush out, right? This is a hornet's nest that Bush has stirred up. And our soldiers are dying for no reason at all. How about the Israel-Palestine roadmap? Huh? What about that? Was it Colin Powell said at the end of the road on the roadmap is a cliff over which Palestine and Israel are going to fall? Poor old Colin Powell, reduced to a pathetic token. As Robert Kuttner writes, barring some improbable breakthrough, photo ops of Bush in a flak jacket won't divert the spotlight from the real damage in the Middle East, Israel-Palestine. Then there's the economy. Jobless recovery. Do you like that term? That's sort of like trickle-down, isn't it? Huh? Jobless recovery. Mm-hmm. Corporations are in such a profit squeeze. We want more! They're cutting jobs faster than they're getting orders. Kuttner writes, even more seriously, the Bush program of serial tax cuts plus militarism has pushed the deficit into the half-trillion range for the foreseeable future. And at some point, as you know, that starts to push up interest rates. Then what? Kuttner says mortgage rates have already risen more than a point since last spring's lows. The Federal Reserve is largely powerless to set long-term rates which reflect the market's expectations about future inflation. We have become complacent about living in an inflationless economy, but the spike in gas prices and health insurance costs is a reminder that inflation can suddenly break out. Rising interest rates could snuff out the stock market's tentative return to health. An ordinary president would be reeling from these setbacks, but while Bush's stratospheric popularity ratings have returned to the normal range, he's no ordinary president. He's going to have almost limitless amounts of money. to steal the presidency again. He will massively outspend his opposition. Campaign reform? Yeah. He's got an incomparable team of political strategists, speechwriters, spinners, liars, thieves, thugs, and bandits. And the press is still treating him like he's legitimate. And worse, this filthy administration retains the capacity to time another war, as it did with the Iraq war on the eve of the 2000-term midterm election. Right? Huh? We're on the war! Kuttner says another terrorist attack on American soil would rally patriotic support that Bush would exploit. It's, what are you going to do? Well, I guess what we talked about months ago, you just work your ass off to get a Democrat elected, huh? Not just in the executive branch, but in Congress, in the Senate, in the House. What else are we going to do? I'm not ready. Are you? I'm not ready to give it up. I'm not ready to say, well, okay, Tom Paine and George Washington, Thomas Jefferson and Sam Adams and all you people. Okay, we had it for 200 and some years. We're tired of it now. We would just like to sink into a fascist mess.
My ass in executions unsurpassed, surplus gone so fast, divided not united. What's he wanna do now? What's he gonna try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why not put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
To the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour, we're at 800 Talk Yes. Andy is calling from Seattle. Hey, Andy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight? I have 3 points I want to get out, so I'll do them as quick as possible, okay?
Go ahead.
How you doing tonight, Mike?
I'm doing great.
Great. You're on fire, man. Take a pill. Breathe deep.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, first...
Hey, are you talking to me on a speakerphone?
No, but let me get off of the headset.
Okay.
How's that? Is that better?
That's much better.
Okay, cool. First off, I think the first step to reclaiming our democracy is taking away and doing away with the concept of corporate personhood.
Right, exactly.
They're not a person. They live forever. They can pass their money on and on and on. We have no power against that. We die, we go, we turn to dust.
That's it.
I think that's the first step. You know, before the 1880s decision that granted corporate personhood,
mm-hmm.
A lot of corporations would only get their charter for, you know, 4 or 5 years and then would have to reapply, and they had to be, you know, working for the common good,
right,
instead of against the common good.
Right.
Second of all, I've heard people say, oh, well, you know, George Bush can be beat. Yeah, George Bush can be beat, but not when officials such as Wally O'Dell, the CEO of Diebold, puts in writing that he's going to, quote, deliver the electoral votes of Ohio to George
right.
Bush by whatever means necessary, basically.
Yeah, we talked about that the other night. Wasn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm just so thrilled that Diebold can make brash predictions like that.
Right.
It boggles the brain. They must have a really good magic eight ball.
Or... the keys to the programs that are in the computer and how to jigger them around any way they want to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, a friend of mine, I was telling him about this. He says Axis is the most hackable database there is.
Oh, great.
And he should
great.
Know he's a programmer bar none. You know, he's really good. He said, yeah, anybody can hack into Axis, and that's what they're using to record the vote totals. And so I have no faith in him.
I don't either.
But what are you going to do? And then now today, there's word comes that the tentacles of the Carlyle Group are starting to appear in the whole voting machine issue. I don't know about you, but that kind of bothers me.
Yeah, just a tad. A combination of the Carlyle Group and the Christian Reconstruction Movement. There's no room between those two to breathe. You're just dead. Democracy's dead. America's dead. Jews are dead. Gays are dead. Catholics are dead. Blacks are dead. Browns are dead. The only people to be alive will be white males. White females will be pushed back into their little apartments or houses where they belong.
Barefoot and pregnant.
Oh my God! It's
I know. What is it? I mean, Neanderthal times are back. Now, my final point tonight is
concerning Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Poor man has not got a clue, okay? He couldn't find a clue if you drew a map to it.
I don't think so.
Today, boasted on his show and argued the point with a law professor that the U.S. Constitution was not based on the Magna Carta, that it was based on the Ten Commandments. My jaw, okay, generally I don't watch O'Reilly, but, you know, I was just happened to flipping through the stations, and here he is. The man, it pains me to see how stupid you make yourself look.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, what you don't expect otherwise, do you?
Well, no, not really. You know, it's just unfortunate because my hometown is about 10 miles south of Crawford.
Uh-huh.
And my poor family, I love them to death, but they're all a bunch of rat wingers. They all think that George Bush is a God-fearing man.
Yes.
You know? Oh, my God.
Well, your family will be shocked if they ever catch Bush in bed with a live girl or a dead boy.
Let me tell you this.
No, a live boy or a dead girl. I got that just backwards.
Let me tell you this.
All right, hold it. Can you hold it for me?
Sure.
All right, just hold it. Let me put you on hold. We got to do a break here. We'll come right back. Two open lines here, 800-TALK-YES. Come on, y'all.
Everybody, it's distinctly upper class.
Well, not everybody.
Yes, sir, I'll get the door, roll the carpet on the floor.
For a man.
For a man.
For a man.
Such a man.
For a man.
With his hand up his...
Ditto.
Ditto.
Ditto. Ditto.
Ask us the name of the king. It's Rush.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
This is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
In a sign that a new labor agreement may be near for tens of thousands of employees of Verizon, 51 workers with the phone company's wireless division have a tentative new contract. The deal would bring annual pay increases of at least 3% to employees over each of the contract's 5 years, with $1,000 annual bonuses for some workers as well as seniority rights for all. The breakthrough could pave the way for a new contract covering nearly 80,000 Verizon East workers. Verizon's largest union, the Communications Workers of America, is trying to strike a bargain that would allow it to organize workers without interference from the company. Labor and management negotiators returned to the bargaining table yesterday following a break for Labor Day weekend. Meanwhile, Verizon employees continue to work without a contract for the second straight month.
Returning to work after Labor Day, some 2,900 workers at parcel delivery company DHL find out they'll be unemployed soon. DHL was sold to competitor Airborne Incorporated last month, and Airborne says it'll consolidate delivery routes, leading to a 6% reduction in DHL's total workforce. All laid-off workers will receive their salaries and benefits through October and will also receive unspecified severance packages.
An increasing number of Americans are calling on Congress to put a halt to the exodus of call center jobs to lower-wage countries overseas, but don't expect the Republican Party to reverse the trend anytime soon. The GOP recently joined the likes of Microsoft, Delta Airlines, and other U.S. companies who've set up call centers in India. According to the Indian paper, The Business Standard, the party has hired 75 call center workers for a fraction of what their U.S. counterparts would earn. The workers are busy dialing U.S. households, soliciting cash for the party and for the re-election of George W. Bush.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yeah,
have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy. I would walk 10 miles.
Final. 27 before the hour. What else? Just a couple of quick items here. Who were we talking to? We were talking with Andy in Seattle. God, almost left you on hold there, Andy. Thanks for holding on.
I'd wait for you forever, Mike. You're awesome.
Hey, listen, I'm one day away from a week off, pal.
Man, you're lucky, son of a gun. I haven't had a vacation in 5 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh, I hate to hear that.
Well, I own my own business, so, you know, I can't really afford to take the time off. One of these days, I'm trying to sell it. Maybe I'll get it sold. But the last thing you were talking about, GW, with someone other than Pickles.
Yeah?
That name, doesn't it just fit her, Pickles? Because she's in a pickle, that's for sure.
That's her little love name with George.
The eye of the fire.
Yeah, the
center
eye
of it. Anyway, do you know who Sherman Skolnick is?
I know his name, yes, the writer.
Yeah. Sherman has postulated, and well, first let me preface this. I'm gay, so I've thought this for a long time, but I thought, since at least the beginning of his term as governor, that George Bush was gay.
Did you really?
I have. I don't care what people say. There's such a thing as gaydar, and I picked up on it on him more often than not. And Sherman Skolnick.
I've got pretty good gaydar myself, but I would never think that I didn't pick up any cues from Bush. I always thought he was just a proto-fascist who liked to kill people.
Now, get this. He's carried on a relationship with Victor Ashe, the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee, since they were in college together as cheerleading roommates. You know, I don't know what age group you are, but...
Well, maybe they're just friends.
Yeah, right. Listen, back in the 60s, if you were a cheerleader, you was a sissy boy.
Well, so
especially in Texas, my God, the man grew up in
He was from Connecticut. Trent Lott was a cheerleader.
Yeah, well, I have my drug. I've got a picture of Trent Lott.
Now, Andy, you're stereotyping. You know you are.
I'm not.
Just because
really,
a guy.
Because I'm gay. I can do it. I'm gay. Seriously.
So you think George is gay?
At the least, he's bisexual. Well, you know, they admitted themselves that the twins are test tube babies.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Oh, my God, that's been around for... Yeah, Pickles admitted that both the twins are test tubes.
Oh, no, come on.
I'm serious. It's I'll tell you what. I will pull the article out of my archive.
Do that. Send me a link or send me the article. Just email it to me. Test tube babies.
Yes.
Oh, Andy.
Yes.
Artificial insemination, or you mean sperm and egg and a...
Yeah, in vitro.
In vitro.
Test tube.
Because George didn't want to do it? It's nasty and wet and sticky?
Well, would you want to sleep with Pickles?
Well, under the right circumstances, anybody can do anything, you know.
Well, several drinks, you know, several drinks. Tequila.
Under the right agave. Under the right circumstances, hell, George would look not, you know, completely off the radar.
I'm sorry, I won't even go there.
No, I'm talking about a long stretch on a desert island, like 20 years. What are you going to do, you know?
Kill myself.
Okay.
Especially if it's with George Bush. Oh, my God. Could you imagine how boring that would be?
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Well, listen, Mike, I need to go. But
yes, you do.
Thanks a lot for your show, man. I appreciate you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for checking
in. Have a good night, man.
All right. You too. Well, that was interesting. That was an interesting discussion. Quick, I need another Andy. Andy in Santa Fe. Welcome to the program, Andy.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah, that took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah, me too. It's time to close up shop and go home. I said that earlier tonight, and Kathy made me stay. But anyway, what you really called about is...
I don't know. I mean, that whole bunch sort of blew me away.
I know.
I'd hate to take the show back, you know, serious.
It's okay. Let's go back. All right, let's just give it here 3 seconds to
one. I'm wondering, you know, like, can I start calling French fries again?
I mean, I think you can.
You know, I mean, if we go crawling on our lips back to the UN, how are they going to, how is your pal the pig man going to spin that? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I think Bush might be too liberal for the big man. I look for some of these. Some of these conservatives already are. See, Bush is just a figurehead. Remember this. He's more of a figurehead than Reagan ever. Well, it's a toss-up between these two morons. But Bush is a figurehead. Bush had no goals or desires to run for president. They came to him, and you know, the people that got together, the PNAC people, they said, you know, let's get this moron up here.
Sure.
We can manipulate the hell out of him. Hell, we can get him in two wars. Probably we can have a terrorist attack on the United States. We can destroy everything. He is too stupid to find his ass with both hands. We can do all this now. The pig man and the rest of these thugs,
right?
They know that George is just the figurehead, and if George asserts himself too much, opens his mouth too much, then they will do everything in their power to destroy him, just like they destroyed Pappy Bush.
Sure.
So I think.
But I'm just wondering how is this? I guess what I'm saying is, or what I'm getting at is that I think this is what I'm thinking anyhow is that the spin pretty soon, and I mean real soon,
right,
is going to start to challenge the stupidity of the American people. The spin is going to get so outrageous that even the stupidest of us are going to start seeing through.
Well, I hope you're right, but I think back to the template for all this, which was the assault on Bill Clinton, and I think how many people seem to believe the lies and distortions and charges and all the gates that were brought up during the Clinton years. And that's when this sickness spread across the country, this right-wing Republican sickness that is destroying everything in its path. So, I don't know. I honestly believe that the American people, for the most part, are just a bunch of dumb clucks that are stupider than dirt. I do. I believe that. I mean, what do we need for proof? Every single state in the union, every time they do the SAT scores, every state comes up 50th. Have you ever noticed that?
Well,
we just had it here in Georgia. We are now 50th. Every time I turn around,
really?
Some other state is saying, well, no, we're 50th in these.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
New Mexico is 50th in everything.
Well, there you go. See, that's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, we'd be happy to hear that some other state was 50th.
No, we're 50th.
Really?
Well, yeah, they just issued the New Mexico's 50th, too. So is Nebraska. So is Michigan. So is Oregon, New York, Colorado, Vermont, South Carolina, Florida. Yeah, we're all 50th. That's my point. We are stupid. We are the stupidest civilization ever. We didn't used to be stupid, but we've gotten stupid beyond belief. So...
Well,
will we come out of the ether? Will the spin machine overload? Will the gears start to burn? I.e., will America understand these lying bastards? And my first answer, and remember the Buddhists say first thought's the best thought. My first answer is no, we won't. We won't. You and I will. The people who listen to this program will. But the people who go to the poll, well, I think I'll go vote. You know, I love George Bush. He's a Christian. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. America is not going to come out of the ether. Unless unemployment continues to inch up, unless interest rates continue to inch up, unless we have more dead Americans. That's the only way you get the American public's attention. Dead Americans and a problem in their pocketbook. Then they lift their heads out of the swill, the right-wing swill that swirls around this country, and they say, wait a minute, is something going on around here? Americans are dying? Oh, okay. What? I don't have any money left? Oh. You know, then you get the intention of the American public.
Well.
I'm sorry, Andy.
It's all right.
Okay.
I like listening to you, Mike, and I'm going to miss you, buddy.
Well, it's only a week, you know. It's not like I'm, you know.
Well, I'm liable to maybe to get something done that week.
There you go. All right, thanks, Andy.
See you later, man.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Marge is calling from Maryville, Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hey there. It's a good thing you had another caller before me, because after that business about George being gay,
I know. It just brings the whole program to a screeching halt.
You know?
It is a grabber, so to speak. It does grab you, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Somewhere, and I can't remember where, but after hearing that, just in the last week someplace, he referred to pickles as that lump in the bed.
Yes, he did. That was at a speech he gave out in California a month or so ago. That's real sweet, isn't it? And that may prove Andy's point.
If I was pickles, I'd slap him up the side of the head with a 2x4.
A lump in bed. You know, yeah. Isn't that? That's really nice.
God, what a jerk. But really, going back to...
But see, that's Republican humor. You have to understand that.
Oh, right. Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's when Republicans get together, those are the kinds of jokes they tell. Hey, when I go home tonight, I'm going to get in bed with a lump. Oh, damn, that's funny.
That sounds like a male chauvinist pig to me.
No, that's a Republican.
Oh, well...
Yeah, okay. Now, what you really called about...
Yes, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Colin Powell, I think.
Colin Powell, going back to the UN.
Yeah.
I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. It's a Bush modus operandi. I mean, was it Robusto? Was that the name of it?
Arbusto,
okay.
Yeah, the oil company he owned?
Yeah, and Harkin. I mean, everything he ever got his hands on, he had to be bailed out.
Sure.
I mean, you know...
So why should a war be any different, right?
This is no surprise.
No, it's not.
And you go back to that, one of the first statements that you ran by Powell. One of the lines in there, he said, restore their own wealth. I almost swallowed the phone on that one.
Don't you love that?
I mean, who the hell is he kidding?
Yeah.
The only people that he's going to restore that wealth to is Halliburton and Bechtel and that bunch, you know.
Yeah, what really gets me, I've been made aware that the right-wingers, the thugs on right-wing talk radio, are all saying, well, just because, the charges that U.S. oil companies or British oil companies are taking over the oil, they have to pay for it. They're not taking it. They have to pay for it. Where do you think the money goes? The money goes into the Iraqi treasury. You know, and I think to myself, you know, since Americans are so, we are so great at avoidance and denial, that's one of the reasons that we totally freaked on September 11, 2001. What happened in this country, as horrifying and miserable as it was, is what happens in other countries, maybe not to that scope, 3,000 people in one explosion. But when you look at the Middle East, you look at the Asian subcontinent, you look at China, you look at Northern Ireland, you look at the attacks by the IRA, in Britain or in England, you look at the terrorism attacks in Central and South America. You look at, oh dear God, you look at Palestine, Israel. You look all over the world. And even Canada, when the separatist movement for Quebec was strong, mailboxes that would blow up and people would die. So the United States, we get Timothy McVeigh. We get Waco. And then we get the World Trade Center. And, after McVeigh, after Waco, people didn't run around saying, well, let's gut the Constitution. Let's destroy everything. But we have what happened at the trade centers, as horrifying, as awful and ugly and miserable and death and destruction and Bush originated as that was. And what happens? America goes crazy and the Bush crime family builds on that and uses that. And they say, yeah, look, we got this document over here that's been just laying here. It should have been introduced in 1994 or 1993, but Bill Clinton beat my daddy, we couldn't do it.
You mean PNAC?
Yeah, the whole PNAC thing and the USA Patriot Act. So boom, they slam it right in.
Yeah, right. Put a bunch of.
I know. So
along with that thing that you were reading from the Boston Globe, mm-hmm. Check out Clarence Page today.
Okay.
He had a similar kind of a column. And one last little thing that I saw in the paper today.
Okay.
It was in the Chicago Tribune, but outside of that, I can't tell you where it came from.
Yeah.
Dateline Moscow.
Yeah.
Crown Prince Abdullah met with Vladimir Putin. He's the first Saudi crown prince to visit Russia since 1932. And they're signing oil industry cooperation agreements Tuesday.
That's because U.S. military is pulled out of Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia needs a new protector. The ruling family, the Saud family, corrupt and filthy and poisonous as they are, they need a new protector. The U.S. has pulled out. Of course, the Saudis support the Chechnya revolution, and somebody should support it because Chechnya has been brutalized by the Russians. But here we go again. The Saudis, they need to have somebody. They need to have a big country with lots of weapons that'll protect the Saudi royal family. Because
that was mentioned in there too. It says two sides are also expected to take up the sensitive question of whether rebels in the secessionist Republic of Chechnya receive funding from the Saudi charities.
There is not an Islamic militant group on this planet that does not get money from the Saudi royal family. That's the deal they cut in order to stay in power. Saudi Arabia is a medieval dictatorship. They lop off people's heads who disagree with them.
Mm-hmm.
It is a horrifying country. It is hell country. But it's a country that the United States has dealt with since the end of World War II because of the oil. We made a deal with Satan's minions there. The Saudis are...
And we've been supporting them ever since.
Yeah, and they're murderous killers. So the U.S. has pulled the military out as cover to the Bush crime family, because eventually, possibly, maybe, perhaps, the truth will come out about Bush, Bush family, the Saudi family, Saudi royal family, and the Bin Laden family. So our troops are out. Well, Saudi Arabia needs a new protector. Hello, Russia. How are you? God, we love you. Jesus, I hate these people.
God, they're so... Oh, they're so full of crap. Their eyes are brown. What can I tell you?
Thanks for checking in, Marge.
Take care. Have a nice trip.
Okay. Appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you abandoned them? From civilians to enemies, bombs can't discern. They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn?
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. And at least in the south, they are secure. And that is positive news for all of us.
How many kids can you kill and send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV? Whatever happened.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kicking off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. And the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will fill you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, I got an email from Lisa Sievert from the Farmington High School. Remember that story? The school was attacked by right-wingers after the Fox News Channel in that area of Farmington Hills. It was a suburb of Detroit, isn't it? Somewhere near Detroit. They had an international affairs course that the right-wingers, the Republicans, decided was not PC enough, not pro-American enough, or whatever, which was just nonsense. So Fox News Channel did a story on it, or the Fox affiliate in that area, and all of a sudden all hell broke loose. And we mentioned on this program, as I'm sure other liberal talk shows did, and we posted a link. Here's an email from Lisa Sievert. I don't know if she's the principal or what. She says, I wanted to say thanks. I wanted to say thank you to you and your listeners for the supportive comments made about our new course, International Affairs. I consider myself fortunate to teach in a district where the overwhelming majority are supportive of the international education program. Thanks again to you and your listeners. Signed, Lisa Sievert. So to the folks who wrote a letter of support or an email, dropped something into cyberspace to this this person and that school, thank you. It got her attention, and she thanks you. Is it time to go home yet? Almost. I don't know. So I did it again tonight. Just got too worked up and screaming and yelling and bad language, and You know, feel the blood pressure just soaring. That's good for you, though. It gives a nice red glow to my cheeks, doesn't it, Kathy? Huh? All that blood pressure elevating on top of BP medicine, huh? I bet my cardiologist will like that, won't he? Huh? You do what? I remember when I told him I was a talk show host, so what I did for a living, and he said, well, you know, really? And I said, yeah, liberal talk show host, and he just kind of looked at me, and he went pale. Program produced tonight, as always, by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces. Engineered in Detroit by Jay Balicki. Many thanks to Mark Marshall, Maximum Interactive, for the new MikeMalloy.com. And according to the stats kept by web hosting people, 15 million people in 3 months have visited that site. My God. Always, Jim, our music bureau chief in Arkansas. Thank you, sir. I'll see you tomorrow night. Y'all take care. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Xie xie is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Ban ji la is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart. You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show,